Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We're halfway through moving past your biggest obstacles for network marketing success. Now, our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Luke, 9:62. That's out of the book of Luke. And this deep, y'all, is deep. There are some things that we have to move past, but we have to acquire some traits of winners, of true kingdom builders. When I read this verse, and of course the backstory of it, it really, really just hit home. So many of us go back and forth. We oscillate whether we want to be successful or not. And the reason why I say that is our actions says it. Our actions say, do we want it or not? Our mouth is saying something, but our body's doing something else. There is a fight. So as we're moving past our biggest obstacles, I don't want you to ever forget about the fact that we are praying for one another, that we have to pray for one another to remove those stumbling blocks, because some of us can't pray for ourselves because we are so caught up in the obstacles, the opportunities, we just can't see them. But I need you to know that traits of true kingdom builders, winners, they're going to see the opportunities. They're going to see the opportunities, not the obstacles. They're going to see the end in mind. You got to keep that in front of you. So we've got to ask the Lord to increase our faith, because only faith is what activates the hand of God. And the faith is the thing that you can't see, but you know it's there, but you can't see it. And you know what the end is, like unequivocally, because if you know what the end is, you see way past all the obstacles and all you see is the end. This has been something I've used for many, 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 many years that have helped me move past so many hard, hard times in my life, so many hard situations in my life. And I'm so glad that I encountered a lot of, you know, challenges early on in life, that now here I am looking at, you know, over 2+ decades of challenges. And I can look back and say, my God, you took me through this and I made it. You took me through that and I made it. So I'm not going to be doubting myself. I'm not going to be doubting you. I just got to keep going. And so we got to ask the Lord for you to be able to see that. Go back. How many things you've taken you through? And you got to look at this as whatever this is, like the obstacle course. Right? Whatever it is, you take it. We've got to ask the Lord to help us remember every single day, every single hour, every single minute. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you've made, and we are so glad that we have another opportunity here on the other side where we're breathing still, we're alive. But we know that that's not for just any old frivolous cause, it's for a big purpose. Dear Lord, our prayer is today that the minds and the hearts of your people are open to increase in their faith, going from faith to faith. We are thanking you, O Father God, that you are giving us the drive because you said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we're thanking you that we're leaning not into our own understanding and we are pushing through no matter what it is. We're asking you, O Father God, through your Holy Spirit to give us the drive, the determination, enough that we will take effort to do great things, great exploits for your kingdom. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that as we're going out to do these huge, huge, massive moves of God, that we'll be careful to acknowledge you in everything we do. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that we are raising up a whole nother standard in what kingdom builders do here in the earth. As we go out, they'll know who sent us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're not allowing obstacles or anything in our life to hold us back for the things that you have already designated for us, our household, our businesses. We're honoring you, oh dear Lord, not just with the fruit of our lips, but we're going out there making major things happen. We bless you. And we want to allow your Holy Spirit to have full reign here at Power Start Your Day. We want to also seal this prayer with the blood of the King of Kings, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm like not speechless, but I am definitely like asking the Holy Spirit to allow me to process this, because I know when I saw this, I was like, whoa. I've seen this scripture before, but it always depends on what's happening, what are you doing at your life, that the word will now become the rhema word, living word. It becomes like, it comes alive where it's like you see it in such a different way. And the scripture out of the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, the backstory is pretty much, you know, where people now wanting to, you know, say, Jesus, I'll follow you. And he's saying, okay, well, give this up or give that up. And then people start having all these excuses. All these excuses start coming up, and excuses sound real. That's why people believe them. That's why people say them. Because it sounds like it's a real reason not to kick down the obstacles to get to the meat of an opportunity. And so Luke chapter 9, verse 62 says, this is where someone was saying, hey, I want to follow you, Jesus, but let me go do this first. Let me go to my house and say goodbye to everybody. Let me go bury this person. Let me go do all this stuff. All the stuff that you do when it's like, get up and go help somebody on today, you know, where you're feeling like, okay, my desire to win is not that great. And, you know, so I don't have the drive. And today we're going to talk about how you can get the drive and what you need to do, that you need drive, you need determination. And so listen to what Jesus says to this gentleman. After he said, Lord, I'll follow you, but let me first go bid farewell to everybody at my house. And Jesus said to him, no one, this is the scripture, for those who be bipolar about what you're doing for the kingdom, for your family, for your business, for yourself. He says, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back fit for the kingdom of God. You got to let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. So if you're saying no to the lifestyle that you're living now and you're saying yes to something greater, different, saying yes to being significant, saying yes to being serious about doing something bigger for your family, for your life and representing the kingdom, I need you to pay very close attention to that scripture. We don't get the privilege, those who are saying that we are kingdom builders, to be going to and fro, back and forth. We in it or not in it. We talked about how there's going to be always so many obstacles that come by, but you need that desire. That's a deep-rooted wish. What is that that you really want? And you were supposed to be taking a checklist as to what is making you be bipolar about your vision, about going after what you really want in life. What is that? Who is that? We're working on our deservability to know that, you know what? Everything he adds to us, he wants us to be rich. It has to be first rich, rich in mind, and then, of course, we can manifest all the other riches. But we have to know that we are already qualified, right, for all that God has for us. But then now he turns around and tells us this. You need determination. You need drive. You need drive. If you are a driven person, you have to know exactly what you want and where you're going. So that tells you that if you don't know what you want and you don't know where you're going, that you got to spend some time to decide on that. Now, I, for myself, it's so ironic that right now we're on this series, and I am actually, I'm very honored to be a confirmed speaker for the Steve Harvey Mentorship Program. He has a section where, you know, he's mentoring about 200 children this weekend, and then their moms, their single moms are coming, and I have to go back in and empower those single moms in finances. And there could not be a mistake for me to do this, because I was able to go back when I was a single mom. And I can remember getting up early in the morning. I was so driven that I was not going to be a victim. I was not going to be one of those single moms where my kids didn't have enough to eat. They couldn't go to the schools they needed to go. They couldn't do. I was driven. And I woke up sometime 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. It's so funny. I can still do that. 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to make their food and get them ready and get both of them together, drop them off to the daycare, and I would be at the salon by 7 or 7:30 a.m. on a weekday, because my daycare, they would only go to a certain time, which wasn't the regular time. The obstacle was that was not the regular time business hours for a hairstylist. So I had to create, what I did was I created what I needed. The obstacle would be that most stylists maybe 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and they get off at 8, 9 o'clock at night. I couldn't do that because I was a single mom. And my childcare was not happening. So that would have been the obstacle. But what I did was ask the owner, can I open up earlier? What are you asking so that you can be open? I said, can we open up just a little earlier? I shared the situation, move past the pride. I gotta leave earlier, but can we open up a little early? He said, who's gonna be coming? Who's gonna be coming to get their hair done on a Tuesday or Wednesday at 7:30 in the morning? I said, I don't know. I went in there with prayer, and then it was dark, and so I remember my friend, his name is Joker. Well, his name is Christopher now. He's a famous chef now, right? And I can remember when he saw me coming, he said, you know what, I'm going to come in earlier. That's too early for you to be coming in. It's dark. I wasn't scared. You go and you start moving, the help is going to come. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to be going in at 7:30 in the morning. He said, well, I'm going to start cutting at 7:32. So we turned on the open light. Open. Are you open? Is your business open? We turned on the open light, and it was dark, and the open light now glowed into the parking lot. And as people were driving by, they stopped. Are you guys open? Yeah, we're open. And then I began to switch it up and say, you know what? Most people get their hair done after work. What if I were to beautify you before you go to work and you go with a fresh do? People bought into that. And then I started being booked out in the morning before people went to work. I had to now increase my skill, increase my speed, so I can get in a few people so they can go to work looking beautiful. That's why I started now getting down where a washing set, 45 minutes to an hour flat. So I knew if they came in at 7:30, you're walking out at 8:30. I can do someone from 8:30 working out at 9:30 so they can get to work by 10. I am sharing with you, these were obstacles, but I was driven to get it done. So instead of those two people being in the evening after work, I did them before work. That caught on like wildfire. And people were like, wow, when they went to work, it became something great. When they went to work, their hair was fresh. They were coming straight out of the chair instead of them having to sleep on it and going straight into the work. Do you know that that actually helped my boom? Some of you guys, it's such a burden for you to even wake up and take notes on how you can truly change your life. Your posture, the way that you're actually handling information or opportunities that can change your life. And when I went in there, no one knew that I was having the struggles, the challenges. I was grateful that God had opened up the door and the floodgates become to come to where the owner of the salon was like, where are these clients coming from? But it was the drive, the determination that attracted that. Do you understand that there's so many people out there who are looking to partner with someone driven, someone who has determination, because they need help in that area? Well, that's you, because you're here on Power Start Your Day. To be self-driven, as we're talking about, you don't need outside motivation. It doesn't matter. I didn't know what was going to happen as a result of me driving to go earlier into the salon. I just did it. So you have to begin to understand and say, you know what? Stop needing the pat on the back from your upline. Stop needing everybody to hold your hand through every single thing. Get up and start moving. Get the drive to start moving and understand that God is going to add it to you. Stop being to and fro. Somebody always has to talk you off of a cliff for you to make your life better. You deserve it. You deserve it. Let's come into the call on today, because let me tell you something. If you now have the desire, you desire, and you know you deserve what you desire, and you add drive, determination to it, do you know what will happen? You will not be able to recognize yourself, your life. You'll look back. I'm looking back, and I try to sometimes. I mean, it's so fuzzy. I can't remember. Like, Lord, what is it truly? When you come to Christ, you will become a new creature. And you won't look back. I wonder, are you fit for the kingdom? Sometimes you got to say to yourself, I'm not going back. You remember yesterday. It may not have been the best today. How many days do you want of that? Start taking command and control of your emotions so that you can start taking command and control of your life. Let's talk this morning, family. Let's talk. Let's hop in the queue and let's talk about having drive and determination. Let's talk about having drive and determination. Good morning, 480, last 47725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing this morning. Good morning. Oh, wow, you guys are lit up. We got to get everybody
good
in.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm amazing.
That's good. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. And I just wanted to let you know that this is very, I'm at the gym right now, so I'm a little bit out of breath. I just wanted to tell you this is amazing of what you're talking about, because just to be real with you, I was so frustrated for a long time, and I'm pretty sure you probably heard it in my voice a couple times when I would end calls and just talk about what's going on with my business and my determination and where I'm going. But I was just bound by financial mismanagement of money, I guess you could say. I went through the program. My credit's okay. My credit's great, actually. But what happened was just the way that I managed finances was just holding me back from all kinds of stuff. And I kept wondering what I could do, because I want to make it to the different meetings that we have in different states and things of that nature. But I was just always caught up in finances, and I was frustrated with my business because I wanted to do stuff and pay for stuff, but I couldn't do it. And God was telling me over and over and over again just to sell my house. And I was like, no, because I was thinking of the memories of when my son was first born, when my daughter was first born, the first time my wife and I, you know, got to our house, and we were just amazed at what God was doing in my life, in our lives and everything. But my wife and I, we came together and we prayed, and we just determined to you know, sell our house and start moving forward into getting an apartment. And that way I don't have to focus on, you know, taking care of the yard, you know, all the stuff that comes with a home. And at first I was really, really like frustrated and kind of put down. But then God put in my spirit, and even certain people that I talked to, they said, this is great, Jason. This is an opportunity for you to be closer to your church. This is an opportunity for you to actually talk to people in the apartments. There's actually going to be a place where you can have meetings every Friday and every Saturday, whatever day you want. And you don't have to go search for a building to have certain meetings, and you can put your team in there. You could do all kinds of stuff. And it's crazy when you surrender to what God is telling you. Sometimes people speak the vision that God has already purposed in your life to begin. And I was just like, man, I'm so glad that, you know, so I'm sensitive to the presence of God and what he wants me to do. And once I started saying that and believing it and determining what is going to happen, I've had so many realtors. I've already had a couple of loan officers that have called me and said that they want to have meetings with me as soon as I get into a place where we can all meet. And my business is already in a different direction with this weekend. I have never done a 1-10 myself, but I'm going to do that with a company of loan officers, and they do auto loans for a living. And they're excited to see me. They want me to come. And God is just moving things in a different direction. But it all started when I said, God, I'm just going to put you first, regardless of my emotions, regardless of what I want. I'm going to do what you call me to do. And things are just changing before I even begin to step my foot in a different direction.
You know, I'm listening to you, and I can assure you this, right? If that is what God is telling you to do, you definitely go forward. But I know that God has called us to ownership. So you best be thinking of how you're going to get back into ownership, right? We train people for financial wealth and literacy, and it's great that at least you know that you could actually sell your home. There's also ways where you could actually, if you were trying to get like a bump for your business, to do a home equity line of credit where you can keep your home and pull money out. I would love to have a conversation just a little bit deeper, because anytime people are in my space, and that real estate piece, that's something I know very well. Been buying real estate since I was 19. I'm going to be 45. And so I'm going to tell you this right now, that has given me my start. That has given me, you know, a lot of a springboard from one business venture or getting more properties, what have you. And so it's always about ownership. And so I just want to have a quick conversation with you offline just so I can get clarity. And, of course, the decision is your wife's and yourself ultimately. But I just want to hear to make sure that you guys do have a plan to continue on with ownership, right? God is not making any more land, and you want to make sure that you are positioned for ownership, for ownership. So we will definitely talk about that. Thank you so much, Jason. And you keep on, keep your head up. And another way that you could actually get more money is do more work and get some people in your business. We'll talk about that too. 682, last four. Wait, hold on. Sorry, 405, last four, 6315. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, Nicola. Oh, I already want to say how are you, but I know that you are already blessed, ma'am. And I know that the you already said it is lighted up. So I will be fast so you can move on to the next person that wants to bless everybody with their words. My name is Chava Adams from Oklahoma City, and I'm on a fantastic team. But I just, I had two things I wanted to share. I'm so glad that you followed that up with ownership, because I'm a realtor as well, and I was just thinking, oh, Lord Jesus, please, please get back into a home at some point in time, because please don't invest in somebody else's in future. That's what renting is. That is investing in somebody else's future. Having a home is investing in your own. So, yes. But I wanted to say, piggyback on what you were saying this morning about getting up early. You know, I get up early every morning. I'm probably up at like 5:30, 6 at the latest. And I have people that I want to, you know, get going. You know, I got people, I got entrepreneurs, these women that are in my life that God has sent to me. Man, they are just phenomenal. But a lot of them struggle to get up early in the morning. And because of that, I'm always preaching you. I'm always telling them, hey, guys, I already know that God puts my leaders, the leaders that God wants me to follow, have put God first, not just in one area, not just in two areas, but in every area of their life. In addition to that, they are leaders, not somebody who manages other people's time, but someone who manages their own time in order to lead their people. And so that matters. Those two things matter. And if you are not doing those two things, you are not the person that God wants me to follow. And so I recommend all of y'all that are listening right now, if you are looking at somebody to lead you, you need to ask yourself, are they God first in all areas of their life? Mm-hmm. And if they're in half, I'm going to need you to start looking elsewhere, right? Because we can't just give half of ourselves to God. That's not okay. It's a matter of time before that other half starts to reap the repercussions of not falling in line. And you don't want to be in that line when it starts to be reaped, okay? You don't. So think about that. But also consider what the difference between a manager and a leader. And if you want to be a manager, well, more power to you. Go for it. Enjoy yourself with that. But people don't want to be managed. They want to be led. You want to grow your business, learn how to be a leader.
There you go.
So, yes, please, prayers. I like to pray for everybody. I pray for you, Miss Nicola. I pray for everybody that's in business, including our business partners, because you should be praying for the people who are making decisions over your life. But I also like to pray for those who don't have it figured out. If you haven't figured out that you need to get up in the morning and get started sooner and go to bed earlier, do not be conformed of this world. Just because everybody and their mama is out late and up at 11 o'clock at the club or at the bars or chit-chatting, that doesn't mean that that's where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
So again, look at your leaders. Look at what they are doing, where they're at. Gosh darn it, I think I flaked on the last thing, but that's okay, because I think I got out what I needed to get out and what I felt like I was called to say.
Thank you so much for your share. Thank you so much for your share. You are so 100% right. Absolutely. You know, don't give this every and anyone that type of access to lead your life and lead engaged in different areas because it is extremely important. Even when in the scripture, you want to go back to the book of Luke in chapter 9 and just learn a little bit about what God is talking about, what Jesus is talking about concerning discipleship, being disciplined followers. And let me tell you something. We have been taught in this world that discipline is not a good thing. We are tend to be rebellious against discipline. But discipline, consistency, drive, determination is what you want for the results. Don't you want consistent results? So you got to be consistent in your thought processes, the way that you carry out your day, the way you command your life. It needs to be consistent. And so you can't be driven and not be consistent. They go together. 718, last four, 4177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
Yes, you are. This is Barbara in New York, and this has been a wonderful series. It's really the shift I needed, and I came up with an affirmation. I want to share it. The more successful and wealthy I become in the world, the more deeply connected with my God, my family, friends, and loved ones I become. The more I honor my desire for this connection to myself and God and His people, the more inspired and empowered I am to be wealthy and successful in the world. And you gave that to me. Mm-hmm. In the last however long I've been on this call, that to move past my stuckness, my whatever barriers were there, it has to be okay for me. And so this is something that I've been just, along with many other affirmations I've gotten from you and others I've written, but this one really specifically talked to me about success and money. You know, for some reason, money was a block. And this really helps me to lift that block. So,
we know why money was a block. You don't you forget your coaching. You know why money is a block. And you want to make sure you keep that in front, because you got to be able to recognize your obstacles, be able to recognize the things that declines your desire. Take note of that, Barbara. You've come too far, and it's time for you to go further. Time is ticking. Turn it up, Barbara.
Turn it up.
All right, guys, listen, I love you guys. Let me tell you something, right? You need people in your life that will not allow you to live in denial. That's love. See, if you look here, people always try to make it seem like being kingdom builders mean that you're just so, every time you're so soft. Yes, we know what the fruit of the spirits are. But Jesus will tell it like it is. He'll let you know straight up. Look, this is what it takes to be down with us. This is what it takes for you to have the abundant life that I died for. This is what it takes for you to actually get what God is already had laid up for you. All you have to do is say, I'm willing to do what it takes. That's it. Holy Spirit, God, Creator, no one. You don't even realize how powerful you are, because no one can override your will. No one can override your will. No one can tell you how to think about something unless you believe what they're telling you. You don't understand how powerful that is. You're going to catch that. But you're going to have to go into some quiet time, some meditation, some prayer. for you to understand the power and authority that God has given each and every one of us. God bless you.